Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Bears. Mark Grody covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody from The Score.
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What? Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody, WBBM.
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Baked potato.
On The Score.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay.
Oh, we took the whatever the Bears suck out of it, did we? Well, things are looking up. He joins us from Hallis Hall on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. He is our co-host. He is the host of the Take the North podcast, TTN. And he also, of course, is the Scores Bears reporter, Mark Grody. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Layla. Hi, Marshall. How are you guys doing? I am in a hallway, which is between the NFL Network interview room and the PNC Center, and I was not able to get into my usual recording studio, and there is an event going on in the atrium. So if I sound like I'm trying to be a little bit polite here in terms of my volume, you guys and the audience will understand.
Just go into XRT DJ voice.
All right. Here comes some lumineers. Just for you.
Oh,
there we go. Hello.
The kicking of the words was hilarious.
You guys are fine. You're all good. Don't worry. No problem. Yes, they are passers-by. There will be people coming in here. Hello. Good to see you. Hi.
Are you out in the open, though? Wait, I'm so confused.
Yeah, I am. I'm very exposed right now. So.
Hello there.
Yeah, like I'm literally in a hallway. I thought I was going to be able to get into a recording studio, and then I walk in there, and one of our Adam Johns was in the recording studio. So I'm like, beat me to it. And I literally just got in from the practice. So I just didn't have a lot of time to set up my spot. So if you guys hear commotion and people shouting my name out, you'll understand. And some will be good, and some will be bad, probably.
Isn't there like a corner or something of the hallway?
There is no corner.
There's no corner?
The hallway. And like I said, I tried to go out in the atrium. I'm like, oh my gosh, the townspeople are here today. The villagers are here. There's some, like I said, an event going on. A lot of people dressed very nicely, eating very good food out here at Hallis Hall.
All right. Well, that's all very good to know. Today's Coordinators Day. And it's funny, we just talked to the sports director at the NBC station in New Orleans, Fletcher Mackle of WDSU. And I understand that Dennis Allen and Declan Doyle were both speaking today. You know, the Saints connection is strong when it comes to Doyle being a Sean Payton guy, even though Payton's in Denver now. And then, of course, Dennis Allen being a former Saints coach.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Layla, it was Dennis Allen was a great big bore when it came to talking about, because he did, you know what he did, Layla, he did the whole, like, you know, that was then, this is now, like every question. Of course, you know, he tried to engage a little bit, like, of course, like I was there for 15 years, just paraphrasing what he said. You know, of course, I got a lot of memories, but we're about the Bears. And every single time, I think there is a New Orleans reporter here. I'm assuming he is, because he was asking a lot of New Orleans questions and he doesn't look familiar. And he just wouldn't engage about it. So, you know, that's Dennis Allen for you, looking straight ahead, but he would not humor anybody. Declan Doyle was a little bit more like, oh yeah, like what a great, because he's so young and so impressionable, and like he's so excited when he's up at the lectern. So
not you making him sound like a puppy dog.
Yeah. He's like a golden retriever.
He's just a baby.
He's just a baby. It's like my guy Dan Levy. Dan Levy, like with the big voice, always talks about how he's like, people think he's scary because of his voice, but when in fact he's just a golden retriever. That's what he is. He just wants to be petted on the head.
Well, you didn't pet Declan on the head, but you did talk to him about some things.
We did, and actually it was some really good stuff from Declan Doyle, because one of the things that I did latch on to that Troy Aikman talked about when he was, you know, the Troy Aikman heard round the world critiques. One of the ones that I thought was interesting was the lack of yards after catch, or putting your receiver in position to succeed after he catches the ball. And that question did come up. I believe it was my TTN partner, Dan Weeder, who asked it. And you'll hear a couple of good follow-ups about Caleb. Really good stuff here, guys. Take a listen.
What is Caleb's responsibility in improving that area of the offense?
Ball location is the number one thing. So we talk about a runner's ball, but you know, anytime we're throwing the ball, you know, within 15 yards of the line of scrimmage, the ball location is precise, and it has to be for our player to be able to transition quickly into a runner, and then for our guys to be able to go block for that player. And so that's the number one thing that, I mean, he would come up here, and if I said ball location, he would laugh because he hears it all the time. But that's the biggest thing.
Do you create improvement with that?
That is the mechanics that he works with JT and individual things like that. And then also, you know, comfort in the concepts that we're asking him to put his feet in line with where he needs to throw the ball, his eyes in line with where he needs to throw the ball, and continue to accelerate that growth.
It's at the same point when he was saying yesterday that he's missing more on the run, his feet are off. Do you think that's the diagnosis of why he's missing on the run more often than he's?
I think it's specific to the play. You know, sometimes he's got a much better feel for, you know, how his arm feels on the run than. I'm talking about more like in the rhythm of the passing game. Hey, we're 1-2, and I'm finding that throw and leading that player into a catch-and-run opportunity.
Yeah, that part was really interesting to me, guys, there at the end, too, because I was very surprised yesterday when we asked Caleb Williams, what do you want to get better at, that he didn't give, like, a rote answer, but he gave a very specific answer, and that was he's struggling with his throws on the run, which I think baffles him because that's kind of been his bread and butter. Like, no matter what Caleb has been since he's been with the Bears, what we do know is that he can be very good when the play breaks down or he's on the run, and he feels like he hasn't been lately.
Well, I mean, that's big when it comes to just the overall discussion we've heard about the screen game, because Ben Johnson has referred to it, you know, Mark, but we haven't heard it spoken about in those specific of terms, and I feel like that's where coordinator comes in. That's where they're important to talk to. Tell us the details about these things.
Yeah, Mark, I go back to the one screen where he throws it, and the ball that was overturned, it was overturned because it was an incomplete pass as ruled by the instant replay, but I was like, if you just put that where there was nobody within 5 yards of the receiver at that point, and that's what's got to get cleaned up.
Well, it's that anticipation angle too, you know, throwing it to the exact point where you know they're hitting it in stride, right? That Doyle illustrated it really well, Mark.
Yeah, I thought he did too. And you know, the other part of this is, you know, we're all looking at that completion percentage. Is it up to 70%? And you know, talking about how that can be made better. And one of the things that Declan Doyle said was, make those completions. Like, you get those, you know, when the first two reads break down, your third read, your fourth read, making those checkdowns, making those plays, that's how they expect him to get his completion percentage up. And that is exactly what Ben Johnson was talking about, you know, months ago when he talked about what felt like, I don't know if daunting numbers is the right, but a very high bar. He's talking about hit those easy plays and your completion percentage will rise.
Well, that sounds all well and good, but unfortunately they're still working on it.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I do understand you did get some information, though, from Dennis Allen that wasn't about his former team.
Yeah. Like, I really wanted that to be part of this, but I will, if you guys, or even this is a message to Spiegel and Holmes later on, I will not be engaging in the Dennis Allen homecoming story because I thought it was boring. So if you want to go check that out, go back and listen to it for yourself. I'm sure you could find the raw footage, but I tried to bring you guys interesting stuff, and he was interesting, Dennis Allen was, and I love this. I left the question on because our friend of the show, Herb Howard had a very interesting sort of Q&A, a little conversation with Dennis Allen regarding turnovers, or do you say takeaways? Take a listen to this.
When you look at these turnovers, and I know they tend to come in bunches, but they're not...
Let's call them takeaways.
That's what I was getting to. I really was. Yeah. They're not all the same, right? Some of them are turnovers where they're... Like the last one, that was a turnover. You guys had population, Deshaun was there, but that was a turnover. But most of these things previous, like the previous 9 or 10, they were legit takeaways. Like guys really going to make plays, anticipating things, understanding route combinations, punching the ball out. How do you evaluate them differently from turnovers versus takeaways?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think all of them matter, you know, and I think, you know, I might argue that, you know, some of the things that we were doing in terms of attacking the, you know, the zone read scheme, maybe that had something to do with the ball handling. You know, I think all of those things matter. I think, you know, the number one thing is, man, there's a conscious effort and there's a prepared knowledge of where your takeaway opportunities are going to happen. And then we have to create population around the ball and those opportunities. And then when we get those opportunities, we've got to take advantage of them.
I love how he says create population around the ball. I don't know if I've heard that before. I love that.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think that and even I love Herb's gracefulness because Herb was so graceful and how he answered that. He's good like that. He's socially graceful. But Dennis Allen, the reason he stresses it so much, I think, is because if you think about it in terms of takeaway, And not necessarily the mistake-prone turnover, that even gives you a more active mindset from the beginning.
Yeah, it was Lovie Smith who I remember hitting that home the hardest, or for the first time. I think that's when the takeaway era began. Like it's like no, this is what we do. We create these takeaways. It was funny because yesterday I asked TJ Edwards about it. I literally said the word science. Is there a science to it? He just kind of laughed. He's like, nah, not really a science to it. Everybody is, you know, you create your own luck to some degree. But let's be honest, like the ball being in the vicinity oftentimes is on the account of a mistake by the offense, by the quarterback. A lot of times it's ball luck, and sometimes you do create your own turnovers. But for the most part, it's right place, right time, and there is something to be said for that.
Mark, I am curious on the takeaways, turnovers, versus just, you know, doing things like stopping the run. How confident are these guys that they can continue what we saw last week?
With the turnover, sorry, I got distracted.
No, I understand. I'm saying I love
through.
The takeaways. I love that they're tied for the league at +8 in turnover margin. But back to basics, can they just stop the run? Can they continue to do that? Does it sound like they're confident in that part of their game?
Well, here's the funny part about that, Marshall. Like, I guess you got to believe them when they say that it really just why was the run stopping better this week? It's because they get back to their fundamentals and their basics and the follow-up, and unfortunately I couldn't get the follow-up in. Does that mean up until now the fundamentals sucked?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Like, right, like was training camp, like what happened at training camp? What happened in the preseason? Where was the fundamentals? Like, was there a breakdown? Why is it taken up to this point? So all we have to go on, at least on the record right now from the people speaking today and some of the players that I've spoken to, is that the company line is that the fundamentals are better. Now, I think there's more to it. You can talk about personnel. You know, did Benedet play a factor in this? Darnell Wright looking really good. Is the interior starting to look better and gel and become more of what we thought they were? And I think that, save for a bad snap by Drew Dahlman at one point in time, you could probably say that is part of it, but they keep hammering on the basics. So I guess that's what you got to go with right now until we can find out more answers.
Mark Grody, thanks as always for Hallis Hall. We'll get you out of that hallway.
Yeah, can't wait to see you
pleasure.
In studio tomorrow.
We got Rainbow Cone today.
Oh, don't do that to him. Don't do that.
Wait a minute. No, it's okay. Hey, you know what? There's food. There's a... hold on. Let me see. I'm going to walk you guys out in the atrium right now. Hold on a second.
You're not supposed to be there.
I know. Hold on. Hold on a second.
This is real reporting.
Oh, wow. There's a whole thing going on.
I hear the people. I hear the people, Mark.
Abort! Abort!
Yeah, I'm aborting.
Run back!
There was, there's a lot of people in there. It looks like there's some, you know, it's like when my mom, my parents would host bridge when I was growing up, and they would have all the snacks out and the good, like, little roll-up hot dogs. And then when the company left, my brothers and I would eat all the food. That's what I'm going to do here. Once they clear out, I'm going to go get the leftovers.
Not you being a scavenger.
Ugh. Yeah.
Is that allowed? Is that okay?
No, probably not. No. No, probably not at all, actually. I don't think I'm going to actually do that, but it sounds like a nice thing to do. Because it's like good. It looks like good food out there, like good coffee, the whole thing.
Good coffee, too. Man, yeah. We got to figure that one out. All right, Groats, well, we appreciate your reporting. We'll try to save you some rainbow.
Hold on. Wait. Oh, they want me to be the keynote speaker. All right, guys, I got to go. I'm going to go give a quick speech to this group.
Yeah, your speech is bears.
Yeah,
bears.
Bears. See you guys. Bye.
That was Mark Grody. He joins us in studio tomorrow. That was him live at Hallis Hall. Peanut Tillman did what?
Yo, if you have not heard Peanut Tillman on Spiegel and Holmes from yesterday, I encourage you to go into the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature. He was on one.
You need to see the video too, because he...
Oh, I know. he was on one.
All right, so we'll tell you what he did. Well, better yet, he'll tell you. That's next.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.